This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450. Free like freedom. So, Corona's going on around the world. Everyone's freaking out. How are you feeling, Dave?
The beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
And what beer was that?
Not Corona, that's for sure. I'm actually enjoying an Anchor Steam, which is pretty good. I'm not drunk or anything. I just it was in the fridge, and I said, "Hey,
why not? It's Free Talk Live after all."
Yeah. I don't. I'm avoiding Corona right now.
So, yeah, are you trying to drown out your sorrows, or you're just, you know...
No, I just enjoy the flavor of beer. I brought it over last night to your place, and I said, I opened the fridge, and I said, I guess I'll have one of those.
So you're not freaking out. Why is that?
Why am I not freaking out?
Yeah.
Because you got a great view here of the Pacific Ocean. This house that he's in has kind of got this like Ian Fleming Golden Eye Estate in Jamaica sort of feel to it, which is kind of cool, you know. And it's like up on the mountain, so it's got some breeze, and there's no need for air conditioning. It's just a really cool place, and the porch, the view from the porch is just fabulous. We're not in the porch right now, but it's I go out there when the commercials are on and look out and say, beats Detroit.
Indeed. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's clear you can tell we're not stressing too hard about Corona. Mm-hmm. And initially you could have argued, well, you know, they're just being irresponsible. They don't understand. But it seems as more and more data comes out, the scariness of Corona is seeming to dissipate. Mm-hmm. The death rate, as we get more and more testing, we're starting to see the death rate falling. Countries like South Korea below 1%, U.S. below 1%, I think U.K. as well. There's many, many countries that are below 1%. And even the countries such as Italy, where the death rate is almost 10%, it begs the question, how many people have really been infected?
Well, how many people in Italy, for example, were 82 years old and had a heart condition and then got corona and died versus how many people were like 35 years old and had no health conditions and then got corona and like made it through all right? That's a question. Like, for example, Guam, they've got like 8 confirmed cases last I checked, and one died. And then you read, it was a 68-year-old woman who had chronic kidney disease and was on dialysis. And it's kind of like, well, anybody in such a weakened condition, you put that extra straw on the camel's back, and they're going to die. Whereas, I mean, hey, I'm a fairly healthy guy. I've got a little bit of high blood pressure, and I'm a fat dude. But, you know, if I get a flu, I'm not going to lose my mind. I'm going to, you know, drink plenty of fluids, get some chicken soup, call in sick, and then just relax and have a lot of really crazy dreams when I take the NyQuil. I don't know about you, but when I take NyQuil, I have, like, some pretty wicked dreams. It's strange.
Yeah, I think there's a reason you're required to show ID when you get cough syrup nowadays.
That was Dennis Leary said that for 12-step programs, NyQuil could be the 13th step. But it has to be the Green Death flavor. But, yeah, NyQuil's... the big Q.
So with these decreasing corona death rates, I think the question everyone, Americans or otherwise, need to be asking themselves. I mean, some countries have gone even more restrictive. Look at India, complete lockdown, 1.3 billion people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, France, you need to have a piece of paper. You print it out, you write your reason from leaving, and if the police, they see you out, they can come up to you and say, hey, where is the paper? Show us the paper. And you have to show them the paper, and if you don't, there's fines and potentially more serious consequences, as if you need a permission slip to leave your own house.
Mm-hmm.
And if this were like Ebola, right, people are bleeding out of their eyes and ears, I would say, you know, maybe we should consider some more extreme measures. We should really take a look. This is extremely, extremely dangerous. But as it becomes more and more like the flu, it begs the question, is the cure worse than the disease?
And right now, my brothers in Alabama are probably going, when are the zombies coming? I got my shotgun ready.
Yeah, I mean, I think some people, they're kind of disappointed, you know.
Yeah.
They were watching the mainstream media. They're like, this is what we've been waiting for. I just got my 5,000 rounds of ammunition in a couple months ago. You know, stocked up with my Patriot supply, and here's the big one.
I got to tell this. So back in 2012, I took my wife, who's from China, well, my ex-wife now, but I took her to Boaz, Alabama, to visit my half-brothers and other relatives who I just met that time. And we're sitting around a campfire at my brother's, my nephew's open carry birthday party. I say open carry because like 75% of the people there had something on their hip. It was awesome. And my wife's like looking around going, Davey, I feel very safe. Everybody have gun, you know. So, but then we're sitting around and I'm thinking, well, you know, you get the stories about the South, and I don't think that the South is a very prejudiced place. I think they're actually really open people, and so they're all sitting there and they're talking to my wife, and you know, I think it's probably the first Chinese lady they ever talked to. Lay wrong. What's your favorite television show? And my wife said the right answer. She goes, oh, I like watching Walking Dead with Davey. And they're going, you like The Walking Dead? Dave, does she got any sisters?
Yeah.
You know, and that was just like the right answer. And then this guy, Jimmy, he was my uncle. He was younger than me, but he was my uncle. It was one of those weird things. So I go over and Jimmy goes, hey, Dave, I got to show you something. All right, cool. We go over to his pick-em-up truck, and he, like, opens his door, and he's got, like, an arsenal in there. But he wanted to show me his brand-new Remington Model 700 and the new Leopold scope he just put on. And check that action out. It's really nice. I'm going to get me some deer. And I said, oh, what would you got there? Oh, that's my Hungarian AK-47. And then right here in the glove box, I keep a High Point because them cheap. And, you know, and then I got a Rossi 357 on my belt. And then, this is my Mossberg 590 A1, and I said, oh, you got a machete and a pickaxe. Oh yeah, I got everything. I said, so basically you're ready for the zombie apocalypse. And he goes, that too.
Yeah, and I think he's not alone, right?
Yeah,
America probably has more people ready for the zombie apocalypse than the rest of the world combined.
I have a feeling that growing up in Detroit was not as fun as what my brothers had back down south. You know, I don't know. I think if I ever move back to the States, which I won't, I think I'll.
Well, we are in the States. Just
well,
for
okay.
Those who don't know, we're in the U.S. Mariana Islands over in Asia Pacific near Guam.
Well, I'm saying if I ever move back to the United States mainland, CONUS, as they said in the Navy, I'll probably wind up somewhere in Georgia or the Carolinas or Alabama or someplace because it just is more laid back than the North. No offense to the North, but I grew up around Detroit and got my own issues with that place.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know where I move. There's not really any place comparable to here.
I want to
year-round growing season, lowest income taxes in the country, legal marijuana, no property tax, no sales tax, decent gun rights thanks to
you're welcome.
David here and
Paul.
Ranger Paul overturning some cases. So it's certainly an interesting place to be, and you can make the argument that it's one of the best bullet holes to be in this, you know, time of panic, right?
Yeah.
We have zero corona cases here. It's a small low density place. So I mean, it's there's certainly worse places to hide out.
And there's a lot of pretty women running around.
Can't go wrong with that. Where are you hiding out? Call in, let us know. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
She became overweight, stinky, several vertebrae fused together. Sophie was going to be euthanized.
DinoVite.com.
I remember Sophie starting the DinoVite. She has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life.
DinoVite is nutrition.
Get them on DinoVite right away while they're healthy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. and we're going to go straight to the phones. James, are you there?
Hello. Yeah, I'm calling from the Outback, not Tonto National Forest, since you asked. But I know my time is limited, so I should like to respond to some things that I didn't get a chance to respond to last week that were said of me, about me, and that are completely ridiculous and absolutely false. But hi, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Last week I called to, literally I asked you a question, and then a so-called minister of peace and love took over the phone call. And so I never got to even hear your answer. But you did say something that, in passing, seemed off the cuff that Mark Edge just said. He said that the people in the Pentagon deserved it. No, he screamed it literally over the public airwaves. And you can boob tube it if you want to. Not that you care. But did you know that the same people that committed the mass murder on September 11th, their fellow Stone Age Romeos, 7 years before that, in Kabul, Afghanistan, in 1 year, murdered 100,000 people? And do you know how many American soldiers were in Kabul during the atrocity of the massacre that took place in Afghanistan long before the Mujahideen turned into Al-KKK of Southwest Asia? They had literally already murdered hundreds of thousands of people and literally had oppressed women and children and everybody that doesn't agree with their grotesque interpretation of an outright plagiary of the Old and New Testament, something called the Quran, of which you proved what I said about it last week by, in passing, saying that you got to meet the Don of Saudi Arabia.
The king, yeah, King Fahd.
Yeah. Let me demonstrate to the audience, the public live audience, the difference between me and you. Not to mention the fact is, I fight with my mouth and my hands. Haven't fired a gun in 10 years and only done that twice in my life. Have no interest in those things. Let me say to you, the difference between me and you, if I were on the deck of that aircraft carrier or whatever it was, and some ridiculous human being came up to me and said about how, praised me for having shined the deck so well, I would have said straight up to him, Allah is not God. Muhammad was a war criminal, mass murderer, death to the jihadists. And I would have said to him straight up, and I would have said it to him because I don't want to cause unholy war. The only reason why the shine on this deck isn't all bloody with your king's skull is because I believe murder is against our God's commandment. Not to mention, by the way, King, I thank
you. Well, I was an 18-year-old kid.
Thank you, James, for a very thought-provoking call.
Well, I was an 18-year-old kid at the time, so I didn't really know what to say. But I'm not going to say that I disagree with you on a lot of points of Islam. I myself.
Well, let's just give some clarity for those who may not be familiar. So this is James, frequent caller. There's some beef between him and Mark, there's perhaps many reasons for this. In particular, he started off the call talking about, I believe Mark said something about the Pentagon. Them getting hit by a plane in 9/11 is less bad than other people because they are, you know, mostly military people. And then he moved on to last week. Dave was telling a story about how he met the king of Saudi Arabia on a Navy ship. And
I was waxing
the
deck at the time.
Maybe retell story briefly.
Well, since was James is his name?
Yeah, James.
Well, since James is addressing me, I'd like to address him back. I mean, hey, I don't know you, man. You may or may not be a cool guy. I don't know. I mean, I'm a cool guy. I'm willing to be friendly with anybody. At the time, you know, I raised my right hand, swore an oath to defend the Constitution and to follow the lawful orders of those appointed above me. One of those lawful orders was to shine the deck of the best text of the USS Vandegrift. And then when the king came on board, I was representing my country, and I was basically required to conduct myself in a fashion that was conducive to being respectful of the host country and all that. Now,
and Navy, right? If you're in uniform, you're a representative.
Exactly. I'm a representative. Now, you know, here I am. I'm just like a seaman. I'm like an E3. I'm just like the lowest. I'm like lower than whale crap when it comes to like the hierarchy of the military. And I'm just there. And, you know, a king came up and shook my hand, said what a good job I did. Like, I'm going to say, screw you, you're a Muslim, I hate you, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I didn't like Saudi Arabia. I thought it was the most terrible country I've ever visited, to be completely frank. And this might make him happy. I was in a shop walking around Saudi Arabia, and a guy gave me a dirty look in the shop, and I just looked up and said, "We're just here for your effing oil, pal," and I walked out. You know, but the fact of the matter is you know, when you're in uniform, you are there. You're supposed to conduct yourself in a certain way. And you are an ambassador to the United States now, and I will totally say this. Personally, I turned down a commission in the Michigan National Guard when I was like around 2000 because I knew that they were going to send my butt back to the Middle East because I knew that we were going to have some issues again. And I said to myself, well, would being an officer in the National Guard be cool? Would it be cooler than having to go back to the sandbox? And I said, well, I don't agree with our foreign policy of interference. And so I decided not to take that commission because the 30-year-old David Raddick was a lot more educated and knowledgeable about life and what was going on than the 18-year-old, or actually 17 when I joined the Navy. So, you know, I'm not going to say that the gentleman who called is completely wrong. I may not agree with the tone he's taken. I don't know.
I think we've addressed the point.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Islam.
He's a controversial caller. Some say he's a troll. Some say he's just a genuine guy. But either way, it's Free Talk Live, so you can call in.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to our next caller. Well, John, do you hear us?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Well, it seems like with what I'm hearing, most of the discussion about this corona is, and rightly so, about the deaths and people who have, you know, have got the disease and the virus. But what are we going to focus back on, where it came from and who or what's responsible? And, you know, exactly what is this? It seems like that's just been lost in all this, and we just moved on to all that we can use it now for. And it just kind of seems weird. We're getting a little ahead of ourselves, and I don't know. There should be more discussion.
Excellent point.
Yeah. All right. We'll discuss that coming up. If you have any thoughts on what we should discuss, feel free to call in. The number is 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue package into law after swift and near unanimous action by Congress to support businesses, rush resources to overburdened health care providers, and help struggling families during the deepening coronavirus epidemic. Democratic Representative Anthony Brown of Maryland called for the vote.
The question is on adoption of the motion. Those in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed say no.
No.
The ayes have it.
President Trump said this will deliver urgently needed relief as he signed the bill into law in the Oval Office. He thanked members of both parties for putting Americans first. The legislation will speed government payments of $1,200 to most Americans and increase jobless benefits for millions of people thrown out of work. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number to call is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. And we're going to go straight to the phones. We have Justin. Justin, can you hear me? Justin going once.
Yes, I'm here. Justin? Can you hear me?
Oh. All right. What's on your mind?
Loud and clear, man.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Talk to him. Okay. So I'm just kind of curious. I'm considering going back to college, probably get an associate's degree, but I don't really have a major in mind. What fields would you do you think would be worth the time, effort, and money to look into in this day and age?
Well, I got a question for you. What do you like doing?
Well, I mean, honestly, I really like being in the automotive industry, like automotive repair. I was in that for a couple of years, but I just wasn't really making hardly any money in that field. So I'm considering going into law enforcement, but I'm trying to figure out what major I should get if I want to go into that.
Well, if you want to go into law enforcement, I know plenty of people who have gotten their associate's degree in criminal justice. I highly recommend, when I was a teacher, I used to do this. I used to make these kind of recommendations. Because our community college systems are a lot better, in my opinion, for a lot of reasons than just going straight into a four-year university. And it depends on where you're at. Some of the community colleges have some really good programs. You know, if you want to go into law enforcement, criminal justice would be a good degree to look for. I'd also consider maybe looking at some private security schools. I got a good friend in Virginia Beach who trains private security officers and law enforcement. So it's a good question. As far as automotive, I've got a good friend I went to high school with. He went into the Army, got out, and he used his GI Bill to pay for vocational training instead of a college. And I think he went to a place called MoTeC, and he wound up being a body man, and he makes a lot more money than I – he made a lot more money as a body man than I did as a teacher, you know, with a five-year college degree and a double major. So I think a question is like, what do you want to do with your life? And – how do you want to spend your time? And another thing, too, is as far as colleges are concerned nowadays, I myself am reluctant to even set foot on a college campus at this point because you got a bunch of whiny people playing with Play-Doh because Orange Man bad, and they don't spend any time teaching, you know, the fundamentals about a lot of things anymore. And I just personally don't know if I would handle being around such people myself. So I don't know. Exactly. I think a lot of it has, but I would consider like a trade school or something that specializes in what you want to go into. And regardless, the community college, at least in my day when I went, was about 25% the cost of like the four-year university as well. And what I also liked about the community college, and I would tell anybody, okay, my personal story is I had a 1.9 GPA out of high school because I hated school. Okay, I just didn't care, and I screwed around until I was a senior, and then, you know, I straightened enough to graduate. Then I went in the military, and then I never took the SAT or the ACT. Didn't even touch it. But because I was able to get into a community college, because I was over 20, I think 22, you're considered a mature student, they'll let you in. And you may have to take like an entrance exam, but it's not this like lie that they tell kids now, if you don't get a grade point average above such and such, your life is over. And if you don't pass the SAT, your life is over. No, you go to a community college, and then when you do good there, when you do very well in the community college, which you sound like an intelligent man, and you probably will, as a mature person, then based on what you get out of that community college level, you can then get accepted into other places. And like I was accepted at U of M Ann Arbor. I mean, I didn't go there because I had to commute and all that stuff. But the fact was, is at every school I applied to after getting my associates in liberal arts, I was able to kind of just go on because I had a high GPA in college, in community college, see what I'm saying? And I didn't have to pay all that money for all the basic stuff that you'd have to take for a four-year degree anyway. But I don't think a degree is going to necessarily make your life. I think it's what you're driven to do. And I would go, like, if you want to be a police officer, go to your local police station and say, hey, I want to know what do I need to be a police officer? And then just find out and then plan it based on that. But good luck, man. I hope you're the best.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate you. You have a good afternoon.
Oh, I will.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, I would say in general, a good strategy is to start with the goal and work your way back from there.
Yeah.
So is the goal a stable job, right? If the goal is a stable job, then a government job, such as police, like those are the essential workers. Who's out right now? That gives you an idea of which jobs are really critical. And I know some people like to joke, well, grocery baggers are out right now. Are those critical? And I think you can, you know, have some nuance and, you know, read between the lines. The police are doing very well. The medical people, the nurses. Nursing, I think, is a pretty good career. You can make very high hourly wage. You can easily move between states. There's a lot of flexibility. You only want to work 3 days a week, or you could even in some hospitals work one day a week, weekends, holidays. You have a lot of choice in what you want to do. You're helping people. So I think you should first identify your goals and then work your way back from there.
Well, I also think that the armed forces isn't a bad place to start if you're so inclined. Like, if you want to go into law enforcement, a good place would probably be, join the Army and be an MP for a couple of years and see if you like it. Plus, you get the GI Bill and they'll pay for all your stuff. I mean, I went in the Navy. And, I was younger than you were at the time, but, I didn't know what the hell I wanted to do. And I wound up being a teacher, because that's just kind of where life sent me. And then life made other plans, so I switched over again. And some of those experiences in the Navy helped me do my job I do now. So,
I don't know if I'd recommend going to the military. I think you might be forced to do some things that you may later regret. I mean, the U.S. military isn't exactly, a peacekeeping force. It's done a lot of things that many veterans later come to regret, right? The libertarian community is full of veterans who tell about the terrible things they did while overseas, whether it's torture or murder or the like. So,
well, as I said, everybody's...
Being a paid killer is, I don't think, is something you should go into lightly.
Well, everybody's experience vary. I mean, here's the thing. When we were in boot camp, the very first thing our instructor said was, if you're going in as a cook and you think you're completely, your hands are clean from all the blood, I mean, you're feeding the guy that pushes the button to launch the missile. So, but at the same time, I'd like to think that we are still, in general, defending the Constitution and protecting our people.
I can think that, but let's look empirically, right?
Yeah. There's an argument. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to disagree with you. I'm just saying that I went into the military myself with a clean conscience and the open motives, and the fact that maybe I was put into a conflict that I don't agree with now doesn't mean that I did anything bad. And I think most people that join the military do so with the best intentions.
Right, but in today's era where we know what the military has done, there's more information available, I would hesitate to recommend people joining the military unless they're willing to be a paid killer.
Go Navy.
What do you think about joining the military, jobs, education? Call in. The number is 855-450.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. And we want to tell you a little bit about Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. We're helping to build one. Liberty.menu. It's a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated, reviewed, and there's a bit of social network so you can connect with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. So we're going to go straight to the phones. We have, caller, are you there? Reviler?
Yeah.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm not familiar with you, gentlemen. I haven't listened to the program in a while, but I'm enjoying the show. So anyway, yeah, I wanted to talk
we're,
to you.
We're Alex and Dave, and we're in the U.S. Mariana Islands. So we're a little special studio out here in the Asia Pacific.
Good to hear from you, man.
Yes, thank you, too. So I'll cover COVID briefly, but I really wanted to talk about political nihilism. But let me talk about COVID. You know, I've been listening to some programs I haven't listened to in a while, I guess, especially with this quarantine. One of them the other day was InfoWars, which is Alex Jones's big thing, you know, his kind of supposed patriot but Zionist gatekeeping program. Anyway, so these guys on InfoWars were extraordinarily against the socialist idea of the government basically, you know, giving people some of the money that they stole back. I'm pretty neutral towards socialism, so I guess I want to know what you guys thought about that, maybe just to try to help stave off a revolution when all the fat, lazy people, you know, get skinny and hungry enough. What do you think?
Are you talking about the bill that passed, just to clarify?
Yeah. Well, I think you made a great point. I think you made a great point of staving off revolution. I mean, you know, if you got a bunch of like broke, pissed off people running around, yeah, you're asking for trouble. So I think While I myself am against socialism, I understand the motive of basically trying to stick a pacifier in the baby's mouth so it doesn't scream too loudly. I don't know if that's the right analogy, but it's only a short-term solution for a problem that I think the free market eventually is going to have to solve.
Yeah, the way I look at it is this is paying damages, right? If you wrong someone, you can be forced to pay damages.
Right.
And I think the government, by shutting everything down, has caused tremendous economic damage.
It has, yeah.
Many people out there who would have been working, but they're not allowed to work. They're being forced to close their businesses and suffer tremendous financial loss. So from that regard, I think that the bailout is not enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not you can give someone $1,200 a month. You know, if they're living in a coastal city, that might not even pay their rent.
Mm-hmm.
So never mind all their other bills,
yeah.
Their lost income, everything else. And so in general, I'm against bailouts. I think there should be consequences for actions, and that's how we evolve. Right? If there's no consequence, there's no incentive to be better and to improve.
Well, there's a couple groups of lawyers out there wanting to sue the Chinese Communist Party, which I think is awesome. Good luck collecting. But, you know, I think ultimately it's the Chinese Communist Party that's responsible for this. I mean, it was their bioweapon that got out of their lab, and then they
maybe
covered it up.
Allegedly.
I don't know, man. I'm standing firm on this one. That's debatable. But I really do think that, you know, Xi Jinping...
You'll never be able to prove that.
Well, Xi Jinping, I think, I'm pretty positive, bears the ultimate responsibility for this. But are we going to get President Xi to pay us for our damages? I doubt it. I mean, what are we going to do, nuke them? I don't think that's a solution. But I definitely do believe that, like, saying, you know what, maybe we shouldn't build our stuff in China anymore, and then bringing our own manufacturing back, or just basically saying, hey, American companies, you want to build stuff, you just can't do it in China anymore.
Well, why do we need to tell them? I think everyone's learning that lesson, right? It's these long supply chains, you know, just-in-time supply chains. They're very vulnerable, as we're seeing now, trade war and with Corona.
Yeah.
So I think there'll be enough free market incentives to move your supply chains closer, especially as we're entering the age of automation, right? You don't need cheap labor the same way you used to. You need some engineer monitoring the factory robots, and America has enough engineers to do that.
Well, especially since the Chi-Coms were going, oh, well, maybe America, if you don't kiss our butts the way we want you to, we'll stop selling you medicine so you can all die from Corona. I'm paraphrasing, but that's pretty much what the Chi-Coms are saying. And I'm thinking, you know, well, maybe Chinese communists, maybe we don't need to be doing business with you people anymore. And, and the thing is, I like Chinese people. I was married to a Chinese person. So, I just think that their government is, they harvest organs of Christians and Buddhists to, you know, sell on the open market. And, I just can't handle a government that, you know, murders hundreds of millions of people just because they want to stay in power.
Other people on the line. I do appreciate your feedback. So let me just, if I could, delineate this next point really quickly because I know there are other people. Can I ask you guys about political nihilism really quickly?
Go ahead, man, please.
All right, thank you. So long story short, I've paid attention in my free time and kind of been involved with, like, different political things, if you will. And the point of the matter is that when you really kind of boil it down to brass tacks, people are lazy, people will do what is more comfortable, and people are scared. So you can't blame them in every regard, but basically, I've paid attention to the National Socialists, the neo-Nazis, the white nationalists, I've paid attention to your, you know, kosher, conservative Trump people, I've even paid attention to, like, Antifa buttholes and communists and blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
Libertarians, too. So here's what I'm saying. There is no solution politically, and people will claim, oh yeah, you're right. But then, you know, they'll go and vote thinking that it does something other than stave off the inevitable. So really quickly, the other problem with this is that if you really boil it down, whether it's like revolutionary Marxist Leninist stuff, or whether it's James Mason and Siege with the National Socialists. People are too lazy, overweight, digitally tracked, complacent, and complicit. A butthole cop tells them to do whatever. Okay, you can have my wife as long as it's incremental, right? So this corona thing, I think, would be the closest thing that would allow for a revolution to actually change something, but I don't think it'll be successful. So what is the point, let me ask you, and I'll shut up, of like Ian, Aria, Rich, and all these people that I've talked to, you know, nice people, do a lot of good work, but you libertarian people, like, okay, they're going to go down and protest the quarantine order I saw on Twitter and Telegram. Well, okay, what's the best that can come of that? Get arrested, get a misdemeanor on your record, and then, you know, no one's going to Molotov those cop houses. No one's going to do that. So it's kind of like, what's the point of this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think, well, that's a question worth asking. And hopefully the answer is that the judges will rule on these lockdowns, because I don't think they're constitutional in many instances.
Their argument
is you have the right to assemble in public based on the First Amendment, which has been incorporated in all the states and territories, and thus these lockdowns are illegal. And unless you have a court case, it's going to be hard to challenge that. And the more people that disobey, such as with marijuana, drinking under 21, the less the law even becomes enforced at all. So while they're not going to overthrow the state through their protests, I think there are positives that may come about it.
Well, another thing too is, like, let's face
Thanks
it.
Thanks for the call.
You said something about the cops. I mean, just remember, in a crisis like this, most of the cops are more concerned about their own families, and there are people too. And I don't want to knock the average person who's involved in law enforcement, because I know many of them and they're good people. But I think that if you don't give in, if you try to voice your opinion, if you try to get involved, and it's worth it, because you never know who you're going to reach. At the same time, I think you make some good points, and I thank you for your opinion.
Yeah, and just to follow up on what Dave just said, I think one of the best things that can come out of this, and we're seeing it here and all over the country, is people are starting to inquire about their Second Amendment rights. You know, they're seeing lockdown, you know, government employees aren't showing up. Who's going to come protect me? What if there's looting and rioting on the streets? And people are starting to say, you know, maybe the Second Amendment self-defense thing isn't so crazy after all. And especially in times of crisis, when being a police is just a job, right? They're trying to go home to their family. They're not trying to die. And the more dangerous it gets, whether it's from criminals or, you know, alleged pandemics, the less likely they are to come right on time and intervene. This is Free Talk Live. Every day, Eastern Time, 7 to 10 p.m. Feel free to call in, 855-450.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.